Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010, and you can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And I'm here to talk to managers today about this question: have you had your defining moment? Now, I'm reminded around this question of early in my career as a corporate employee, I found myself challenging one of my supervisors. He really made me quite crazy. He seemed very like classist against people, particularly those in, I guess, positions he didn't think were deemed worthy. They typically were non-exempt positions like administrative assistants, clerks, technicians. And I noticed I was not in one of those positions. I was in an exempt position. And he seemed very suspicious of the non-exempt position folks around like their requests for overtime. And he would ask them a lot of questions. And to me, he hadn't been there long enough to really, for them to have earned any reputation, and they didn't have any reputation from what I observed of being untrustworthy individuals or people who like to get over on their boss or the company. So in any case, another example is I overheard one woman telling him she had to take her child to a doctor's appointment that day, and he asked her if her husband couldn't do that. And I thought that was quite intrusive. Myself. Again, this person didn't have any, my observation of them is they did not take advantage of the company, and I just thought that was odd for him to have approached it like that. Also, I really didn't like about how he was keeping these employees out of the loop about how their work was changing. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I realize there are times when you can't share information until it's finalized. But this manager, he was uncomfortable with holding that information and almost actually seemed to like to indicate to you that he had it and you didn't. And he made it obvious he was keeping something from you. And so my defining moment came one day in a staff meeting. I put him on the spot. And I kept asking him questions that would sort of make it obvious that he was not sharing the information that he should, or try to get him to share it. And afterwards, he came to see me in my office, and he shut the door, and he proceeded to tell me in a very loud voice that I would never be management material, and whose side was I on anyway? And I remember this, I know what a defining moment feels like. I remember distinctly where he was standing, where I was sitting, you know, what my office looked like. And I fully admit what I did in that staff meeting was not my finest moment. But I also remember thinking as he was screaming at me, if this is what it takes to be a manager, I think I'm going to go on treating people like human beings and take my chances. And I did go on to further pursue treating people the way I thought they deserved to be treated. And as far as I'm concerned, I did okay for myself. And I hope this is what others have experienced of my leadership. And I just tell that story because, you know, what about you? Have you had your defining moment? And maybe the decision you made, you're not happy with. And do you want to change that? What do you want to be known for? What do you want people to remember about you and think about you as far as your leadership and management of them goes? People remember how you made them feel and not so much what you said or did. And so remember the impact that you have on people. Again, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.